Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The 4 Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch, the skills that are essential for standing out and thriving no matter how much technology evolves. We're talking about real differentiators here like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this: AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The 4 Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, KEYS. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. And download your free copy.
You get this very, very marginal improvement in every little thing. And that is vitally important when it comes to routines. So, like, habits are really kind of one of the key ingredients of a good routine, because one, they free you from the cognitive bandwidth of, you know, figuring out, you know, what to do or deciding what to do. And they make your actions unconscious because you don't have to think about them after a certain point. So, like, you're asking, do I write 1,000 words every day? Yeah. Do I miss a day or two? Yeah. If sex or surfing is on the table, then to hell with 1,000 words.
I'm Srini Rao, and this is the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, where you get a window into the stories and insights of the most innovative and creative minds who've started movements, built thriving businesses, written best-selling books, and created insanely interesting art. For more, check out our 500-episode archive at unmistakablecreative.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Unmistakable Creativity Hour. This week, we are going to talk about routines, rituals, and habits based on a question that we got from one of our listeners. So take a listen.
Hey, guys. This is Colin from Austin. I'd love to know both your thoughts on the importance of routine as it pertains to creativity. I'm a creature of habit and have realized just how much any slight change in my daily routine completely derails my ability to start creating and get any form of a flow. I would love to know your thoughts on this. In this case, I'm referring to my creative process with music, but this would apply to other areas as well, obviously. Thanks.
Well, who better to answer that question than two ex-high school band nerds and a potential trombone player who was teaching fake trombone lessons to your kids at a cost that nobody should ever pay.
$500 an hour for these trombone lessons, folks.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Let's go.
Well, I don't know about you, but like the one thing I saw, particularly with the pandemic, is a lot of my rituals and routines kind of went to hell.
By the way, I'm really excited that Colin's calling in from the capital of Texas. Did you know that Austin's the capital of Texas, Rennie?
I did actually. Yeah, we learned that. So our apologies to Colin for
Colin.
Outright stupidity, and anybody else in Texas. Yeah,
There's no excuse for us.
Colin, thank you for not unsubscribing, considering we didn't even know, you know, the capital of the state that you live in. You know,
Colin, I mean, I just feel like we should, you know, pay a little attention to that and just say thank you, Colin.
So Colin actually messaged me on Instagram, so we've been talking for a bit.
Good. He's like, you guys are idiots.
Fortunately, he didn't say that, but, you know, he's not as a question. But I think that this is a very important and very timely question. And so, like I said, for me during the pandemic, a lot of my habits and routines kind of got upended. Ironically, because I had way more time on my hands. And that it's kind of funny. Time is this sort of double-edged sword. I'll tell you, when I ask people consistently in almost every survey we've done with readers, the number one problem that comes up over and over again is I don't have enough time. And
really,
in a lot of ways, I always think, well, maybe you have too much time. It's funny because it turns out that when you have too much time, you're much more likely to waste it. This guy who wrote a book called Hello Habits, he also wrote a book called Goodbye Things, which since I'm in the middle of moving, I'm like, yeah, you know, he's right. It's kind of nice not to have a lot of stuff. Everything is packed up. I'm like, wow, I don't have anything, no dishes, nothing. But that's a whole other aside. But yeah, I mean, to Colin's point, like we'll talk specifically about sort of a routine ritual and kind of why it's so important. But I'm curious, like how it upended yours, because when you have this like complete lack of boundary between work and non-work, at least in our case, it was very difficult for me to sort of shut off, and it still is. And that's one of the reasons I realized if I don't get the hell out of this place that I'm living in, I am going to be fighting the environment that has conditioned this behavior for so long that it's going to be really difficult to break, because we're all byproducts of our environment, and that plays a huge role in routine. But I'm just curious, like for you, did your routine slash habits get upended at all?
I mean, obviously, I think everybody's life went through massive change over the last few years as we've dealt with the pandemic. You and I both have the luxury of working from home. But interestingly enough, I always worked from home. Well, before the pandemic, kicked into effect, I was still working from home. What changed for me? So you asked so many different questions. I don't know how to slice this first. Let me start here. I have a very specific room for work. It's my, studio slash office, whatever you want to call it. And when I'm in this room, I'm working. When I'm not in this room, I can't say I don't work outside of this room, because sometimes I unplug my laptop and I'll go sit on the patio, or I'll sit around the fire pit and not in the spa. The computers in the spa, they don't mix. But I try to move around sometimes. But 90% of the time when I'm working, I need an actual workspace. I need my desk. I need my full monitor.
You're the math genius. So like you should figure out how to combine math and physics so you can use a computer in the spa.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
As creators, we're always on the move. Whether it's a live podcast event, a pop-up shop, or a workshop, we're constantly interacting with community, and that's where Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe comes in. Imagine this. You're at a live event, a listener loves your merch, or a participant wants to sign up for your course on the spot. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, you can accept their payments right there and then, right from your iPhone, so there's no extra hardware or no delays. Total game changer. It's not just for creators. Any business owner can do this. It's about making transactions smoother and much more personal, growing your business in your way. We've been using Stripe for our products and courses for a long time, and now with Tap to Pay on iPhone, you can take your business to the next level too. So visit stripe.com/tapiphone to learn more. Remember, folks, with Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, your business is always at your fingertips.
Could you imagine, though?
That would be amazing.
Horrible. That'd actually be terrible. The whole point is
because you go into the spa to relax, not to work, right? Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous.
No,
that's fair.
Amazing about that. Nobody should take that on as an endeavor. We need places that are free of technology. But I think one big thing when it comes to ritual and routine, obviously ritual and routine are incredibly important. Like, I don't know a single creative person who can sustain what they're capable of doing without ritual and routine. And whatever it is, everybody has weird rituals. There's a guy who wrote a book called Daily Rituals, Mason Curry, where he documented the rituals of like artists and scientists and everybody else. And they all had a very set way of doing things every single day. And a big part of that is, I wrote about this in Audience of One, routines free you up from having to make decisions about how to spend your time.
Right.
Because we talked a lot about decisions in one of our previous episodes. And when you know sort of predictably what you're going to do for a certain portion, whether it's an hour of the day or the first 3 hours of the day, it actually is like a huge cognitive load that gets reduced that you can then allocate towards other things. So I started to just notice this as I learned more about habits. And I've been talking with a lot of people about this as I was mapping out that framework that I showed you for our new creative accelerator to teach people how to build an audience. And one of the things that really struck me was how often a lot of the courses, the literature around this kind of start with things like message, mission, like marketing tactics. And they leave out this sort of foundational part, right? Where this is what I said. It's like, go back to the Karate Kid, right? So you got to be willing to, wax on.
You've got to wax on, wax off 100 times.
Wax off 100 times.
Right.
You got to sand the floors. You got to paint the fence. And then and only then so are you worthy of stepping in the ring with a Cobra Kai, because otherwise you'd get your ass handed to you. Like, that is what it's about. And the funny thing is that that turns out to be very true in creative work as well. A lot of the stuff that initially needs to be done isn't sexy, it isn't glamorous, and yet it's foundational. But often people develop the foundation skills as a as a mechanism for dealing with what they have to do. They don't actually develop it to start with. It's more a response to, I have this thing that I need to learn how to do. So, example, part of the reason I started writing 1,000 words a day was one, Julian Smith told me about the idea. And I was like, this guy is one of the most popular blogs on the internet. And he writes 1,000 words a day. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, not that I'm mixing up causation with correlation. I was like, but that seems like a worthwhile effort that will pay off at some point. And I'm already writing consistently anyways. And so I thought, all right, well, not only that, I was writing for a website called Search Engine Journal, where I had to submit, an article every week. I was writing for my blog, I was writing a newsletter, and I was like, well, I'm not a good enough writer to actually do this. The only way to do this is by volume.
Do you still do 1,000 words a day?
Yeah, for the most part. It's changed a little bit with the whole taking smart notes thing. So like now I will have days where I don't hit a word count, but I will definitely hit 6 words a day. Like, I kind of stopped tracking it. Mainly
6 words a day. That doesn't sound impressive. That's an email.
No, 6 notes, dude.
6 notes. Okay.
6 book notes, 6 smart notes, not just, copying and pasting quotes, but rewriting them.
Okay.
Words. So as a byproduct of that, I probably end up writing 1,000 words a day, but my interest is much more in taking what I'm learning and really kind of expanding on it. And it's a sort of compounding effect when you do that. But the thing is that, I knew that if I was reliant on inspiration, I would be screwed. Like, literally the most highlighted quote in the article that I wrote about how writing 1,000 words a day to change my life was, if I waited to be inspired, I would be screwed. And I would have. There's no way I could produce that volume of content. Inevitably, as a byproduct of writing 1,000 words a day, somehow I ended up with the content I needed, because it's sort of this foundational habit that leads to everything else. And it's kind of crazy because I can accomplish multiple goals and complete multiple tasks with that one habit.
Yeah. It's funny how you can build the right habits for your life or for your work day or whatever. You can build these habits and they have a profound impact on things that you don't even think they're necessarily correlated with. Right. And I'm sure we're going to get into this, and I don't mean to like jump the gun here, but.
Well, okay. That makes a perfect time for a clip. Take a listen.
So in Atomic Habits, I refer to this as the plateau of latent potential. And it's something that's pretty common for a lot of habits. And, so you mentioned earlier that quote from the book about habits compounding over time. And I like to refer to habits as the compound interest of self-improvement, which is what I mean, that like the same way that money multiplies through compound interest, the effects of your habits multiply as you repeat them over time. But it's not a linear curve. It's not a straight progression. So a lot of the time we have this expectation that if we put in a little bit of work, then we'll get a little bit of results. So if we put in a massive amount of work, then we'll get massive results. And we think that it should be like this just linear step function going up. And it often is not that way at all. It's much more kind of like the hockey stick curve, where there's like this valley of death early on and you're putting all this work in, but you don't really see any results. And the most, this is a hallmark of any compounding process. The most powerful outcomes are delayed. You have to wait for them.
Oh, it's so good. There were multiple parts of that clip where I was like, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Well, that's why
I love it.
That's why he's literally sold a million copies of his fucking book.
Oh, so he's more successful than both of us combined. Okay, what a jerk. We hate him. Never mind. Moving on.
Yeah, I mean, 98% of the people listening to this read James Clear's blog and have read that book. It is a great
nice.
Book. He is actually a fantastic writer, former guest of the show. He's absolutely right. What's funny is his sort of entire basis for this way of thinking about behavior came from playing baseball in high school. And being recruited to play college baseball. Yeah. Because apparently in sports, you are constantly measuring performance through things that you can control, right?
Okay.
Because if you think
about speed or like how fast you pitch or.
Exactly. I'm not knowledgeable enough about baseball to.
Right. I never played. Yeah.
You know, clearly I'm an expert on the NBA based on my 2K obsession. So
NBA. Okay. So just to set the record straight, everybody, I went and hung out with Srini last week for his birthday, and he slaughters me every time we sit down for NBA. What is it now? NBA 21, 22? Yeah, I don't know where we're at. Okay. Well, destroyed me.
I have a really unfair advantage though on that game because I've been playing that game for 20 years. I literally have been playing it since NBA 2K.
I'm telling you, dude, one of these days I'm going to get you to sit down and play EA hockey with me. And then it's a whole other game. It's going to be done. It's going to be payback for
the reverse.
Countless hours that you just like drew blood from me. It's awful.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
But, okay, so talking about sports as a place for habit formation, so those guys have to measure very carefully because in a situation where you are making millions of dollars, like a very, very minuscule percentage improvement has a massive effect on the outcomes. And the thing is, to James's point, like if that starts to compound, you go from being Muggsy Bogues, I don't know if you remember him, is the shortest player in the NBA. Funny because Muggsy
Bogues, no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Muggsy Bogues is on NBA 2K and he's really short. We played a game with the Charlotte Hornet once and the commentators were like, you know, he has so much heart. And of course, being that I am, I was like, man, we don't need your heart right now. We need your talent and skill. Yeah, I mean, video game commentators, you know, just say the most ridiculous things. Snoop they is really a commentator on one of the NHL games. I don't know if you
Is he really?
On the one we have, Snoop randomly shows up to the halftime show.
No, he does. On an NHL game?
Totally. Turns out Snoop is a big hockey fan.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
He probably listens to the podcast. What's up, Snoop?
Yeah, exactly. No, it turns out
And happy 420 to you, Snoop. I'm sure he's high as a kite right now.
Oh, it is 420. We're good. I celebrated accordingly.
Surprise, everyone.
All right. So to James's point, yeah, you will see this effect. Now, so for me with 1,000 words a day, like you saw this from its very infancy.
I did. I remember when you first adopted this principle.
I mean, that's probably how we met. We're like reconnected, actually.
It was right at that time. Like, I remember being at a Starbucks and you're like, I'm writing 1,000 words a day. And I'm like, that's cool. And then, you know, I saw the impact that these habits made on your life. And I was like, okay, I got to really figure something out here. Because making a habit.
Like you read something I wrote and seemed to like it. And I was just like, oh, you know, and I was like, dude, I mean, you're in Riverside. I'm bored out of my fucking mind. And I don't know anybody here. I was like, I want to meet up for dinner. And, you know, it was all downhill from there.
It was all downhill from there.
Then
it was a happy accident.
Yeah, exactly. But to James's point, so the first payoff of that habit came 6 months after I started it, right?
Right.
It was that just one habit for 6 months led to a self-published book that became a Wall Street Journal bestseller. Nothing happened after that. I kind of just, you know, lingered in obscurity after that for about 2 years. I never stopped. That was the thing.
Right.
I just kept it up religiously. And I think 2 years after that, it was sometime in February 2015, Stephanie at Penguin contacted me and she was like, hey, I read your article about 1,000 words that changed your life. And I'm like, I wrote that article in 2013, 2 years later.
Right.
Continuing to write 1,000 words a day. Then I ended up getting a book deal from it. So,
yeah.
Like, do I maintain the habit? Yeah, I do. I don't publish as much. I'm taking more time to think about what I'm working on. I'm spending more time processing right now. And I think that that's just because of the sheer volume of information I've taken in over the last 6 to 8 months. And you know, sure. How to Take Smart Notes book has made me rethink this whole idea of knowledge and information. So I'm spending more time on writing the things that I'm writing rather than trying to hit, you know, consistent blogging schedule. Because I know that like the podcast airs consistently. And at the end of the day, like I'm an average writer. So I'm more concerned with publishing this consistently than I am writing consistently. I am working on a new book, which, you know, that's just a book that I'm planning to self-publish, but nothing else to say about that right now. Other than all the women with small dogs are really going to hate my guts.
you're really going to put that. We talked about this off the air when we were at your birthday dinner. You're really going to include the women with small dogs piece, huh?
There is,
I mean, it's not wrong. So no, go for it.
I have a legitimate lesson that basically, you know, I'm calling bullshit on myself. Like you'll, yep. Well, yeah.
Yeah. You have to buy the book, folks. I don't know what to tell you.
I still, that's not going to change the fact that I'm going to swipe left. If you have a,
I love how you're teasing something that's not even written. This is like a long tease right now. We're like 18 months from now.
I wrote chapter this morning. So
yeah, but the book's still got a ways to go. I know what this process looks like. Yeah, but yeah, swipe left on small dog owners.
No, this book will actually come together much faster because it's going to be self-published. It's going to be short. And you've got
Mem now.
Yes, which is a knowledge generation machine. So yeah, Mem. I mean, I have the table of contents written already. Everything, like I have probably about 8 chapters done. So how does that happen?
With wow, habits? Crazy.
You know, it happens.
Yeah, it's a habit.
Habits. To the point where it's like, I either will take notes on something I'm reading. So the other thing.
Yeah, Colin, we're getting back to your question, promise. We're not just here to ramble, but we're going to get there.
No, we're actually talking about this in, you know, sort of an abstract way.
abstract ways.
So no, yep. The thing is that.
I'm very Picasso with my word choice right now.
The other thing that's interesting, right, is that certain habits that become part of your routine are not just going to facilitate your ability to accomplish, you know, goals related to that habit itself, but they'll also have a ripple effect on other areas in your life. And this is something I noticed from surfing, where when getting up early in the morning to surf became a priority, it shifted everything that I did the night before to, okay, I'm going to go home at 10 o'clock, even though my friends are out drinking. I'm going to get up at 5 in the morning and I'm going to be at the beach by 6 a.m.
Right.
And suddenly, you know, from that comes, oh, I'm a person who gets up early now. You know, because I'm a surfer, I get up early.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's like, oh, I get up early enough that I can write 1,000 words a day. And it's like, oh, I can meditate and I can read. So suddenly you start just stacking one on top of the other where
momentum of habits. It's so powerful.
You get this very, very marginal improvement in every little thing. And that is vitally important when it comes to routine. So like habits are really kind of one of the key ingredients of a good routine because one, they free you from the cognitive bandwidth of, you know, figuring out, you know, what to do or deciding what to do. And they make your actions unconscious because you don't have to think about them. After a certain point. So like you're asking, do I write 1,000 words every day? Yeah. Do I miss a day or two? Yeah. If sex or surfing is on the table, then to hell with 1,000 words. Like those are way better reasons to stay in bed than write, you know, like those are valid reasons to not write 1,000 words. So the thing is that these habits add up, but the thing is you don't see the effect of them. There's sort of a delayed consequence. Now, the funny thing about bad habits often is that the consequences are immediate. But the funny thing is, even though those consequences are immediate, it's easy to overlook the fact that they're bad because of the fact that sometimes bad habits are pleasurable. So you get sort of short-term pleasure and long-term consequences. So my friend Akshay was doing a trek across Antarctica. He's been a guest here, wrote a book called Fearvana, and he's a fucking lunatic. On every level. Like he is planning on trying to break the cross country record for skiing across Antarctica, like solo. Sounds, you know.
But good luck.
Yeah, it sounds insane. So he's totally nuts. Anyway, but the funny thing is, he already did one expedition there and they had to air vac him out of there. And he came back and he was got, you know, frostbitten hands and all this other shit. Like they're going
to
cut off one of his fingers. And so I started to ask him about the sort of day to day there, right?
Yeah.
one of the things that he said that was really interesting was that he said that here in the real world, like sort of day-to-day in our normal lives, he said often the consequences of your habits, the bad ones in particular, are delayed. But he said in an environment that's that harsh, the consequences of a mistake or bad habits are immediate. He's like, if you don't organize your gloves and set up like your tent a certain way the night before, you pay for that in the morning. And you pay for it hard, like immediately in a very harsh environment. So that's a big thing. Like, environment is really a critical part of this.
But all of our lives are so comfortable now.
Yeah.
To this point that your friend or acquaintance is making, our lives are so comfortable that it's so easy to set into bad habits. And I'm glad you brought this up because I really wanted to make sure that we talked about the fact that habits aren't always positive. Because you asked about how habits changed during the pandemic. And my first thought was, bro, to be honest with you, I probably drank a heck of a lot more during the pandemic, especially when it first started. And I was, scared and not sure what was happening next and never leaving the house. And then that became mundane. And it was just, oh my gosh, how do I escape the never changing scenario? Oh, and don't get me started on Colorado winters, right? Like as soon as it starts snowing and you can't even leave the house.
So you got a combo of the winter, a pandemic. Trust me, I get it. Like I remember one of our friends was like, he's like, for the first 3 months, I treated it like it was spring break.
Yeah, the first 3 months are great. After that, it turned to, the pandemic hit in like March, right? And then so, we got through the summer and then it was like, okay, we can do this. And then all of a sudden winter came and I was like, this sucks.
We had Love is Blind to get us through the first.
I can't believe you watched the second season or started it, by the way, but that's a whole other,
We'll have a conversation about that. That's a bonus episode. We'll hear about that if you want to, subscribe to this.
From Creativity Hour to, just like watching smut. That's where we've gone now, folks.
Well, okay. To your point, that is exactly what can happen when you get in sort of these situations, because it can compound in the wrong way too. Like there can be sort of compounding.
Totally.
Smoking was one of those things that does that. But I don't think anybody whose habits or routine didn't get completely upended during this in some way or another, right? And for me, the working from home thing was not an issue. It was the fact that I had like a break in which I was leaving home to divide this up was gone. That actually, ironically, made things a lot worse for somebody like
me, where
the environment just became, I am in this space. And I didn't, even though I have a separate office for work, it's so easy to spend time in this office because literally my living room is a foot away from here. And they're not spaces. You've seen this space. You could see how it had its pros during the pandemic. It was amazing. Like this was just became our kind of, man cave. And then you start to see where, there are things about this that are actually bad because there's the sort of workspace and the play space just blend right together. You can barely tell the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough, right? Like, so doors are a big thing. And I don't think you have a door. Yeah. If I recall, between your workspace and your living space.
I thought about buying one. Like
Or at least just a curtain, right? I mean, you're leaving now, so it's a moot point.
I have a curtain,
That's something.
Well, the funny thing is, you're right. Oddly enough, if I were to close the curtain, the nights that I did close the curtain are the ones where I could stop. I didn't come back in here after I closed the curtain. That's how powerful environment is, and I think that To answer Colin's question, yes, there's no way to do this without routine or habit, especially if you want to do it consistently. And I do want to get to his question about what happens when you get, derailed, because that happens to all of us.
Oh my God, so big.
Well,
what are your big routines though? I'm really curious. Like, what are your personal routines and personal habits?
All right,
that you are like your North Star ones that matter so much.
Like if I were to say on the best of days, like if I'm just like, all right, I knocked it out of the park, which I do this almost every day, and I still don't necessarily feel that I knock it out of the park because I think your sort of baseline keeps getting higher. You're like, oh, And you know, that in and of itself is a whole other problem, right? Where you
can, right. Yeah. It's never enough. You're always trying to strive for more.
Yeah.
100%.
Exactly. So it's, you know, wake up in the morning, coffee, 10 minutes of meditation, 15 minutes of meditation using Emily Fletcher's Ziva meditation technique. I've been talking about that in the middle of the move. Then an hour of reading, because I read in order to have ideas to write about. To me, that sort of, you know, creative fuel, about 90 to 100 minutes of writing every day. You know, because it takes 90 minutes to get into a flow, which I think makes a perfect segue to really get into Colin's question. Was like, what the hell happens when you just get fucking derailed, which happens to the best of us
all the time.
You know, like, all the time. Like that is, you know, one place that you will have a problem. And for those of you who want to hear the rest of this episode, make sure that you subscribe by going to unmistakablecreative.com/backstagepass. Where you can support the show for just $5 a month.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The 4 Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch, the skills that are essential for standing out and thriving no matter how much technology evolves. We're talking about real differentiators here like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this: AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The 4 Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, K-E-Y-S. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys, and download your free copy.